3 Nephi chapter 2, the people then begin to forget the signs, and again, why? Because the reason why is the signs made them believe for a while, or made them say, yes, we can see that you are right, so therefore, what is your doctrine? We'll believe in your doctrine. But see, they were more just saying, we will listen to you, your doctrine as coming from man, but they really never took Christ into their heart. They really didn't believe in following him. They really did not put their eye on Christ or on the kingdom of God as being the purpose of their lives. All they did was just kind of intellectually say, okay, yes, you're right, and we'll kind of do things your way then. But it was just an intellectual thing. They really weren't working on their faith or in changing their character. So then many of them begin to go back to saying, well, see, this has just been a trick of the devil. See, nothing has really happened to us. Nothing has really changed. See, you've got to change yourself. See, they're acting like as if, well, these signs are really going to make a big difference in my life. And the signs don't make any difference in their life. And it doesn't change them. Hey, you've got to search out Christ, get a hope in the kingdom of God, and then work on it to make those changes in your in yourself. And then as you feel these changes in yourself, those are real changes. Those are the things that become a strong testimony and hold strong to. And where is their foundation? Their foundation is in having followed Christ, believing in him, receiving personal revelation from him, receiving his experiences and his help in you correcting yourself, and you feel these changes in you. And those are the only things that you can count as being real, and therefore can be based a testimony on them. And so as I'm saying, as we're saying here, that obviously, again, it's telling us that signs do not change character. And that's what you need to change, and this feeling of the change in your character will be a clear testimony of fact to you. Well, then they begin to say that they don't believe any more signs are coming. Again, they're basing their whole testimony on the signs. And then they're doing this in this case in reverse. Well, if we don't have signs, then obviously we can't believe. And that just isn't what testimonies are based on. And it's a wickedness amongst the people, and it leads them astray as it is doing here. So it says in verses 4 through 9 that most of the people just start going back to their old ways. And in that, then the Gadianton robbers attack to try and stir them up that way. I mean, you stir them back up to the Lord that way. Well, then the righteous Lamanites, it says, come and join with the Nephites. Again, we see that even though the Nephites are turning with it again and turning to their own ways, they still have a factual knowledge of how bad it was under the completely under the Gadianton robbers. But you know, but just because they don't believe in the Gadianton robbers, they don't mean that they're not starting to take the steps of increasing the government, increasing the control of man, increasing looking to man, and so on and so forth. They were increasing that, but it's just like today, living in America, saying, "Well, we don't believe in communism, and we're a free country." When in fact, we're becoming just as socialistic and moving very close to Russia. But so it's kind of the same thing they had. They were moving back to their control of church and government by man. But at the same token, they could see that the Gadianton robbers kind of represent communism, where that's complete control by man and no private property at all in any shape or form, and that and no God at all, you see. And so this is kind of the same analogy. Well, it then says that the Lamanites that joined with the Nephites, though, they become white. They actually, in 1 year, they actually, their skin turns. That's something that we could expect today. Those who join, and as we make these clear choices, that those who join with the true followers of Christ will have their skin turned white. Well, this only happens in this only takes 1 year, as it said, and so they have truly become Nephites, we'll call them Nephites then, and they're all one group. Well, they drive the robbers back into the wilderness, and meaning they do have some success. But in the next 2 years, they obviously they gloried in their own success, and began to continue to focus more on man. So then the robbers began to take possession of their lands, and again we see the more important thing is it's been talking here about the signs that came. Again, they were not really turning the people into true followers of Christ. Some obviously were, but mostly they were just relatively righteous compared to the Gadianton robbers. They professed a belief in Christ, but they did not, as we keep repeating, take Christ into their daily lives.